This is Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall, CJAD 800.
That is James Venny. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. Jim, not sure where to start, but might as well mention another person deciding in a high-ranking position to walk away from Hydro-Québec. This is becoming a, kind of an almost every other week event.
Well, yeah, and it's so funny because, interim Liberal leader Martin Gay said, the most accurate English translation is things are shaking over at Hydro-Québec, and no kidding, it was so funny because everyone's favorite Minister of Energy and the Economy, Pierre Sparky Fitzgibbon, today was as diligent and as definite in saying that the departure of Éric Filion has nothing whatsoever to do with any kind of stressful situation with the government. It's virtually the same cassette that he played when Sophie Brochu left. But you cannot help but consider that we're probably in for a very, very interesting, confrontation between two schools of thought as to what Hydro-Québec should be doing. And this is a story that affects all of us. Anybody who right now is staying warm and is listening to the show and anything resembling the light and doing so at a decent price has got skin in this game, because essentially the Legault government wants to all intents and purposes, make Hydro-Québec not just a generator of electricity, but a generator of revenue, a big-time generator of revenue. That was one of the reasons a lot of people thought Sophie Brochu left, that her concern was that this government would turn around and offer electricity at dirt cheap prices, turning, as she said, suggested rather, that Quebec would become the Dollarama of electrical energy in exchange for revenue and economic fallout. On the one hand, you can say that, governments are supposed to do that. They're supposed to improve the economy, especially in these uncertain times. Fact is, the target is to increase Hydro's output by 50%. Which I've seen numbers. I mean, I can't say that they're on the money, but as many as like more than a dozen dams have to be built. I'm talking about big scale dams here. Where is it going to be done? How much is it going to be costing? How many lives are going to be disrupted by this? We have no idea. But there is this sense, at least on my part, that even though they're talking about it as a source of green energy, politically speaking, the Legault government is starting up its bulldozers, and it looks like it's ready to move. So, as I say, given the supermajority that this government has, essentially carte blanche, do whatever it wants, it's going to be a debate that I think we all of us have an interest in following very, very closely.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you entirely. I would like to talk about this. We're going to be joined by André Fartin, the M&A, Liberal M&A former, the current health critic in the opposition, actually, about the healthcare recruitment campaigns overseas that are tanking. Tell us more about this.
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting because Presse Canadienne got their hands, they filed some access to information requests. And they wrote a couple of stories over the past 48 hours that suggest that Quebec's attempt, first of all, to recruit workers, healthcare workers, orderlies, caregivers, whatever, overseas has been a dismal failure. They were hoping to get 550 of them. They ended up getting just 78. And there's a suggestion as well that if the same mistakes are made with an apparently separate program to try and bring nurses into the system, that we're going to hit the same kind of a wall. And in fact, as Fulton has said, we cannot make the same mistakes again. But once again, if you look at, I know I have a limited amount of time on the show, so I'll keep it brief. If you look at the process that was carried out in terms of trying to get those 550 orderlies, you realize there are far too many chefs in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You have one program with the immigration ministry. You have another program with the health ministry. It seems that, first of all, left hand should be introduced to the right hand, but above and beyond everything else, and certainly this is a factor in terms of recruiting nurses, how do you intend to convince someone in France or Morocco or Benin or some francophone country, which is one of the criteria for coming here and getting a job, to actually come to Quebec when, as one Quebec Solidaire M&A said, all you have to do is Google Quebec hospitals, healthcare, And if you're lucky, you won't scare yourself onto the far side of the world by saying there's no way I'm going to touch that place with a barge pole. The system itself has to be improved. And here we come to the chicken and egg situation with saying, well, we need more staff for the system to improve. However, you can't get staff until the system does improve. No one's going to hop on a jet, end their life in one part of the world, come here and for the pleasure of working mandatory overtime, which is still going, still being assigned in droves. Bottom line here, we are still facing the same problems. We're sort of like just dancing around in this circle. And it's not entirely sure whether the Legault government has or indeed ever had any kind of a plan B to try and fix this. But what we do know is, despite the fact that nice Christian Dubé announced what appears to me to be just another version of Index Santé, oh boy, you can go online, you can find out, which ERs are already overcrowded. You can get that now. But all that said, we need something a little more tangible, a little more realistic. And quite frankly, thus far, the Legault government has completely failed to deliver.
I wonder, in a case like this where you can't attract these people, and let's face it, there are, certainly in this country, provinces everywhere competing for the same people. So the only difference, I guess, is Quebec would like to have French-speaking nurses coming here. You think that would have been an advantage for people from some parts of the world? The fact that they're not coming here, even based on the fact that they could speak that language here, makes me wonder, shouldn't we really be sitting down to try to understand why they're not coming in the first place with those built-in advantages?
I just wish that, to me it seems quite simple that, first of all, in their home country, they're already working in French. But the difference is that even though they may sweeten the pot, if work conditions remain as execrable in Quebec as they are right now, no one's going to want to make that move. It doesn't matter. Even if you're getting paid more, which you won't be because you'll be subject to the public sector contracts, you cannot lure people by saying, it's really great to work here and whatever. And don't forget as well, Aaron, I think I would respectfully submit that there are a lot of Francophone nurses who also happen to speak English who've gone to work in the United States.
Fair enough.
And why wouldn't they when the conditions are so much better?
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Jim, thank you. Appreciate it.
Matt.